Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, we help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Our doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true health starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at AbilityChiro.com. That's AbilityChiro.com.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Live from Kedgy Towers. Hey. I love coming here. We're at Kedgy's house.
Hello.
It's just like I feel happy and free here. I feel playful. It's just boys.
You know when it's a gaff.
Mm.
Anyone, even at yours, it just you feel a bit relaxed, isn't it? I mean, we love it at restaurants and stuff.
Yeah, it's great. Yep.
But you know, it's just that here you don't have to wear your trousers. You just sort of roll in and you know,
Or you can wear them somewhere else. You know, on your body. Yeah. You can get creative.
Yeah,
and no one's here to judge.
And I'm not judging you.
This is the brown. We
listen. We don't judge.
We listen and we don't judge. Sometimes Sachin.
We watch.
Sachin listens and he definitely judges.
I ain't say shit.
Exactly. Yep. His eyes say it all.
I ain't say nothing.
You were stroking your chin and your eyes like you were already tired from us.
You've already made a mess on the table.
I knew that was coming.
That's not my fault, because we're at Kedge's. It was Diwali. Happy Diwali. Belated Diwali.
Yeah.
Would we have...
We did.
Have we done one since Diwali?
Yeah.
Okay, so we're happy...
No. Yes.
Oh, I don't know. We're losing track of time.
Diwali was last week Monday.
Last week Monday. We've done it. Yeah, okay,
done.
Yeah, we'll, yeah. Well, there you go. Happy Diwali is an echo of last Diwali. So, but Kedge had obviously had some leftover snacks.
Yeah.
Now I've just realised it was that long ago.
Yeah. 2 weeks.
And so So that's why I've made a mess on the table, because you gave us, look, nobody fries like Gujarati people, right?
True.
This was homemade fried.
Yeah, mum.
Okay, one of them was matiya.
Was that?
We call it a mutti, like a small disc.
Oh, no.
We don't call it
that. But the Punjabi ones are quite fat. It was a mutti is like a fat version of that.
Right.
But it's a bit more stodgier, buttery, as typically Punjabi food often is. But yours was still buttery and flaky.
Yeah, yeah.
And
it
was lighter. It was almost like one of those McVitie'sy crackery things.
Yeah, kind made of, with love.
Yeah, but... Yeah. Oh,
But again, like Gujarat is different. Different parts of Gujarat call it different things. Sach calls it...
Farsi puri.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Farsi. But we call it mendani puri.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Same thing.
But it's different.
It was more like a mutti to me, like it cracked. Yeah. It snapped like almost cracker-esque.
It's made from the maida flour.
Yeah. That's what it's maida.
That's what it.
What's it maida?
Made in India.
Maida. I'm sorry. And then those are the Catherine wheels.
Yeah, chakri.
Oh, that's what it is. Chakri.
Orange ones, yeah.
Yeah.
And what I love about that is that
it's a savoury jalebi.
Savoury. Oh, no, don't do that.
No, you know. Okay, so
but it is.
Because yours, I normally have them.
I normally have it
in the smaller pieces, like not in a big
swirl. Yeah, broken pieces.
That's because you make them and they break.
Yeah, maybe.
But what I noticed is that Gujaratis will take about 3-4 bites out of a chakri. The Punjabi comes in, he just whacked the whole thing in his gob. I noticed that. It just goes
and
straight in.
Yeah. Well, you know what it is? I don't want to drop bits.
Yeah, no, so I see what you mean. I see what you did there.
Just deal with it.
I thought, wow, that's impressive. He just put the whole chakri in his mouth.
And it was tasty. Mm. But you know what I imagine it is also tastes like? Uncooked pasta.
As I crunched
into it,
yeah.
I got the image of uncooked pasta, but obviously with proper taste.
You get the same crunch. Yeah.
And it was chakri, fusli.
Yeah. Juicely.
Same thing.
Juicely is a hybrid. They could do that for an Italian Diwali celebration.
Yeah, it could be that.
Serve your family juicely.
Juicely.
It's great.
Juicely could be actually a thing. Like if you're a Juicely book.
No, Juicely could be
Juicely.
She could be a character in an Indian Street Fighter.
Yeah.
There's Chun-Li
and
there's Juicely. And they go up against
Juicely.
I think that could work.
Good.
I think that could work.
Juicely would be the name of if I ever put out like an Indo-Chinese brand.
Yeah.
It would be Juicely.
Yeah. Why choose anybody else
yeah.
when you can?
Yeah.
Who's Lee?
Choose Lee.
Yeah. What are you doing to Lee?
Bruce's brother, sister.
Love it.
All right. And then the last thing I gave you was the slightly sweet one.
Oh, yeah.
Do you like that?
That was like a, it was basically looked like a mini Cornish pasty.
Yeah.
So I got a bit excited.
Mini Cornish pasty, yeah.
Right? Yeah. It's an Ahmedabad pasty.
And I was like, oh, and he went, yeah, you got to try these. And as soon as I saw pastry, I get very excited with pastry.
Okay, fine.
It's probably my favorite thing. Anything in a pie, I think is delicious. You can literally put anything in there.
Do you know the name of that?
Huh?
Do you know the name of that?
That thing. Put anything in a pie?
No. What you just ate?
No. But I know that your mum put something in it.
Yeah.
Which was seems inappropriate.
Oh, the loving?
Yeah. Do it. My mum's put her loving in the middle of it. I was like,
sure she
what?
It was made with loving.
Oh, loving.
Clove.
Yeah. Like mum loving.
Oh, is loving.
No, the actual black thing in there.
Yeah.
It's called loving.
It's called loving in Gujarati.
It's called loving.
Yeah. Loving.
Clove.
How's it? Like
L-A-V-I-N-G, I guess.
Loving. Yeah, loving. Like loving.
Yeah. And clove.
Yeah.
Clove, yeah. That's what we call it in Gujarati. Yeah,
but when loving. He said, my mum's put some loving in the middle.
Yeah, it is.
But I know, but when you don't know the word, it's not.
No, but what's the actual thing called?
Oh.
He wouldn't know. What do you call it?
Gugra.
Yeah, Gugra.
Oh, no. What is? It's just a clove. I don't know what they call Kali clove. They call the black cloves. It's a black clove.
Would you call that a clove in Gujarati?
I don't know. I'm letting down the side
really?
Here.
Yeah, that's really bad. Oh. Even I know in Gujarati.
You must, yeah.
Oh, it does say
that's
like that.
That is, yeah, that's, no, that's a bad one.
That's really bad.
That's why he said it with pride.
Bad, why is it bad? I'm letting down who?
Yeah, you are. Letting down your people.
Yeah. Oh, man. I'll find out by the end. It'll come back to me.
Someone will tell you. Yeah. But so we've got that. And then obviously Diwali, because do you remember, I think, was it last year? We had Diwali and Halloween together. Never happened before.
It.
We couldn't, you know, we obviously, we coined that phrase, Diwali, what was it?
Halloween.
And that was good. It blew up. But but this year it's a week later. So this weekend, we are prepping for that now.
Yeah.
And that's what I mean. Like, you know, just as you said it, Kej, we are prepping. Why are we prepping?
Because you know you're going to get the kids knocking at the door.
Do you know what? No, I'll tell you what my beef with Halloween is. I've not really got beef with
Halloween.
I ain't got beef with Halloween. It's cool. Halloween's a festival. I don't know. Is it a festival? It's an occasion that people take part in. Yeah. And it's fine. Why do brown people get involved with Halloween?
It's not exclusive.
No, because I think nowadays it feels like it is more targeted to our folks, and it's just like
Halloween's targeted.
But honestly, look, hear me out. Okay. It wasn't like that when we were like growing up back in the day. Like, for example, at uni, Halloween weekend, everyone would go out fancy dress, you know, Halloween, you know, it's fine, but we'd go. You know, I mean, I never dressed up. Did you guys dress up as anything?
I wasn't a fan of the... Tommy did.
I
did a couple of times, but not. I do find it a bit of a faff.
It's a faff.
Yeah, and what fancy... I love fancy dress.
I know you do.
And we sometimes just did fancy dress. Like, it wasn't even fancy dress.
So anyway, don't get me wrong. That's fine. You know, while you're at uni, fancy dress party, Halloween weekend, it's fine. And also, you know, kids, if they want to go trick-or-treating, ain't got no beef with that.
Yeah.
But now I look at them, I'm just like... All the raves, like the Asian raves
this weekend,
or the restaurants, or you know the bars and stuff that
this weekend.
Why are they? Everything's just about Halloween. They're just promoting Halloween now. It was just like
Halloween Dhamaka.
There was a lot. I saw a lot of Halloween Bollywood nights, and I was like, "Well, that don't go together. What's that all about?"
Oh,
don't you think it's a bit strange?
So maybe you dress up as a Jurel, and then you just and you sing. I don't know.
A vampire bhajan or something. I don't know.
Do the churel gaddi.
I don't know. I thought about it. And I was just like, it's strange how it's just evolved now.
Yeah.
Bollywood.
You made it.
Bollywood.
If we were on radio, we would do like the 11.
The Bollywood mix.
We'd do that, but then we'd also do like sort of Bollywood Halloween names.
Yeah.
And I think that would go down at least for half an hour.
Yeah.
Of course it
would. I'm now imagining
he's thinking about
Thriller,
it.
Yeah. The mix of Thriller with Satch just mixing in all different tracks over it. And it's all just, we do the mashup for it.
I don't know. Like, this year, I think it really hit me where I was just like, we've got no business in this space.
I don't think you can say that, Satch.
No,
why?
Because we're integrating. And
no, it's not even integrated. Halloween is existing in India as well for a long
time. This is what they're
kicking
off for, because we're not integrating.
No, we are. And
but Halloween is just like Valentine's Day.
Yeah. Where does it come from?
Well, originally it's
American.
From Ireland. It's Gaelic.
Is it?
Yeah. So back in the day, they used to. There was something called Samhain.
Halloween's from Ireland.
No. The pagans used to celebrate it.
Cool. What it was
Samhain?
Did you call me pagan?
Samhain.
Yeah, and that's where it comes from. So it's not even American. It's gone from like
Sawi
Island, yeah, Gaelic ends, and it's gone to America. They commercialized it, right. And now we're here with it, and we're giving it the Bollywood twist.
Check it out. You've got a little Halloween knowledge, isn't it?
No, but it's because I saw that and I thought, oh, that's okay. That's clever. I didn't know that. That's an early little. If my things we learned is rubbish, I've got a little He's half a point.
I'm gonna say this right. I remember watching all the films in the 80s and the American films.
Yeah. You know, imagine a Bollywood Halloween film.
Right, exactly. There's been loads of thrillery.
What do you mean by Bollywood Halloween? Like a boot film.
Yeah, obviously when like you know around Scream's been on TV the last few days.
Like that.
Now what is the Halloween?
Ram Gopal Verma did Boot, which was quite scary. It's probably the scariest Bollywood film I've seen.
I don't think Bollywood does scary very well.
Yeah, neither do I.
I think it always looks a bit rubbish.
Scarier than normal day.
No, but this was a bit clever because you didn't really see... It was a bit more Exorcist and so you didn't really see silly...
Was it like Conjuring?
That's not as good as that. It's not as good as that.
Missing the market.
I tell you what was a scary Bollywood film. Now that you're talking about it, there was a film with Salman Khan in it called...
Kuch Hota Hai.
No. It was called...
Scary as hell.
Suryavansham.
Suryavansham.
Suryavansham. And he was like, I can't remember, but he was almost like, he looked like Conan the Barbarian or something.
Yeah.
And like, he would be a normal Salman Khan, and then he would go into this thing, and he'd like, I was quite young, and I was,
roles,
he was yeah, and I was quite scared.
Yeah.
It's quite scary. I think it was Suryavansham, and he had quite a haunting soundtrack.
That's a flipping police film, isn't it? Suryavansham.
Yeah, I can hear it.
Yeah. Then it was Suryavansham. It was something like that. I can't remember, but he was dressed in this like, sort of, like, what looked like, sort of like, grizzly sort of hot pants.
Oh, because that's scary. What kind of Halloween porn are you watching?
Someone needs to remember this film. I it had good songs in it, but it was slightly like sort of haunting.
What? Hold on.
What part of the haunted you?
No, hold on a minute.
The shorts. So,
you watched a Halloween film with a Conan the Barbarian Salman Khan. Honestly, you know when people wake up from a dream? They go, bro, I had this mad dream. What happened? It was Salman Khan, right? He was half Conan the Barbarian, half on the...
Absolute rubbish.
He was wearing the furry things. And his name was what?
Look, I told you, Suryavansham. Look at him.
Okay. Yeah.
His
name is...
He looks like Conan.
His name sounded like... Are you sure you want some?
Suryavansham, 1992. Horror, action.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, it was really good.
No. It's good on... Oh, really?
It was good at the time. Archaeology site, Sonia and Vicky unearthed the ancient palace of the cruel queen, Suryalekha. The jilted queen resurrects and seeks revenge against Vicky, a lookalike of the man who spurned her. Salman Khan was the lookalike.
Spurned her?
Spurned her? It did turn into a porno. He was nearly there. He was at the last one.
Mate, Salman Khan, Amrita Singh, Sheba Agarwal, Sai Jeffrey was in it, obviously the legendary, and Kader Khan.
Yeah, there we go.
Look at that. He looked normal, and then there's this evil queen. There were some good songs in it. I'm gonna find the soundtrack.
Yeah, okay,
featuring the hit song Kala Jisma.
the song was Goodbye Namaste. Oh, that's a banger. Goodbye Namaste Salam. Was that from there?
Okay,
that
so was the, a banger. Then there is a market for Bollywood.
I think there
Halloween
was.
Films.
Yeah, I think there was.
Watch that this Halloween.
Talking of boots, anyway, while we're on it, I did send you that video of Rocky Savant.
Oh, you can't make that connection. Talking of boots.
Why?
Talking of ghosts, like scary things.
She's a bit scary.
She is a bit booty. She is a little
booty,
bit.
Booty,
and she's gone a little bit boggle as well. Like, do you know what I mean?
When you said that name earlier, I didn't know who she was, and I had to obviously look her up on Instagram to be like, and then I keep seeing her pop up because she just does.
Well, now that you've searched her Instagram, you're going to get loads of things.
She's a bit silly.
So the clip I sent you, and I don't know if you guys watched it, but she's being interviewed by a very Siddhi Sadhi girl from India on her podcast. And she's come on there with these big black glasses. She's got these obviously very, scaffolding eyebrows and all of this kind of stuff. Low cut top and everything. And she goes, you see, this is my Yaman Tatita.
What?
And then she goes, no, that's what she said. She goes, mere Yaman Tatita me dam hai. And then basically she goes, "Main firangi lag rahi hoon, yeah? Yeah?" And the poor girl's going, yeah. She goes, "And main Angelina Jolie ki ban hoon. Mera Yaman Tatita mein bahut dam hai." And then apparently what she said is that if you got good Yaman Tatita, then your videos will go viral.
What is Yaman Tatita though? You're not explaining that bit.
Slow it down and say it slowly.
Yaman Tatita.
I'm. That sounds like something that you're eating. What are you doing
trending.
Right now?
She goes, I'm trending. See, mere Yaman Tatita mein dum hai. And then she goes, and then she's just banging on about this. And the woman, like, bless her, she's just going, oh, I don't know what Yaman Tatita is. But basically, it's become a thing now.
When something's got dumb in it, it's got life in it.
No, like, as in, like, so if you got dumb in it, it's going to do well. Like, you know, like,
good fortune.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, okay.
How does that make sense?
No, like, dumb, like, you know, like there's some value. Value.
So her Yaman Tatita.
Are you dumb?
Yeah, must be.
But I thought she was wearing a low top and everything. I thought she's talking about her Yaman Tatita.
No.
But it wasn't that. She goes, mere paas Yaman Tatita hai.
I think she knows exactly what she's doing.
What's she doing?
Her making us think about Yaman Tatita. So we should be just thinking about the energy that is Yaman Tatita. Yeah. But the fact is, the Yaman Tatita's worked.
Well, yeah, exactly, because the video's gone viral.
Because we're talking about it now.
I don't follow her, but it appeared on my timeline.
Yeah.
And then the follow-up video to that is she's pulling this massive trolley case out of her flat, and she's going on the reporter's asking, where are you going? I am going to America, because you know Donald Trump? Donald Trump is my father.
Wrong one.
Okay. No, honestly.
My mother told me that, not Yaman, but Donald Trump is my father.
Possible,
and Elon Musk is coming. Elon Musk is coming to pick me from the airport.
But they never.
And then the report's going, well, isn't Trump going to come? He goes, no, Donald Trump is my bab. Why would my bab come? Elon Musk is coming.
Don't you think she's not there?
Oh, that's not right, man.
That's not right.
Even when I'm looking at you, say the words, I'm like, stop. It's making me feel uncomfortable.
I'm actually sounding like her as well. The more I try to speak,
I think your inner Rocky sound was always.
Maybe
always
I've got the
Yaman
Tatita flow.
Yeah, you're connected. Maybe do you feel like you've got dumb in it?
But do you think you? Yeah,
maybe Trump's your dad as well.
Yeah.
But what if Trump is her dad?
No. God, what are you talking about, Gage?
How do you know?
What are you on about?
She's quite frungy.
What is frungy?
Like gory.
Oh, is that what I mean?
Yeah.
Firangi sounds like it would be the opposite.
Firangi.
It sounds like firangi, without rangi, maybe.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Weirdo.
Could she be
Angelina? I wonder I don't know about her. Why do you know about people like this?
No, but Rocky, bro. Could she be Angelina Jolie? They've got the same eyebrows.
No.
Of course they could be. Yeah. Let's enjoy it. Let's indulge.
I think there is a 0.5% chance that Donald Trump could be a dad.
No.
Donald Trump, you don't know.
There have been crazy things that have happened. And
she was going to America.
If it,
I don't even know who she is.
Well, now you will.
Now you do.
It's probably your cousin.
Now that you're going to have Yaman Tatita, although I don't even know what it means.
I don't even know what it means. These Bollywood people just need to think
this weekend, maybe just do a little shout out to, yo, make some noise if you got Yaman Tatita in the house. See what happens.
No.
Yeah. I think people know about it. Yeah. Said you don't.
No one knows about it.
If there was like a McDonald's, should get in contact with her and get to do an advert for I'm
yeah, Ronald was your dad.
No, I'm yamming the fritter. Right? I'm yamming the fritter. Right? The little chips.
Yeah.
And then she can do a little thing for it. And and then Ronald can be like, can come and go.
Ronald and the burglar. Yeah,
Too many beds here.
I thought it was hilarious that she's
Ronald Trump. Ronald Trump at McDonald's.
We've wasted 5 minutes talking about her because she's just irrelevant.
But she's an influencer, Saj.
No, she's not.
She is, bro.
What's she influencing?
She's influencing
the gram.
Yeah.
It's funny you talk about influence because obviously this is something that I saw this week and I thought, you know what? Bang on. China have got this bang on. And the thing you're probably asking me about what they got right is...
Go on.
China now requires influencers to have a degree in whatever they're discussing. Otherwise, they face a fine of 100,000 yen.
So you can't just go online.
You can't just go online and go, say you're like a finance influencer or you know, doing talks about finance stuff. Or
property.
Like property or anything.
Because everyone is an influencer now.
Or what's the word? Crypto.
Crypto.
Anything.
Back pain.
Medicine.
Stretching. Yeah. Yoga.
Education.
Yeah.
Anything.
Yeah. Healthy
eating.
If
you haven't got a degree...
Yeah.
You shouldn't be allowed and you'll be fined for chatting absolute bollocks
I think China deserves a round
that's
of
a good
applause
100%.
For that.
100%. And I thought, incredible. You know what? Not just China. This needs to go worldwide. I mean, I've said this for years. People to be on social media need to do an exam before you come on Facebook and Instagram.
Oh, Sats now is spitting some.
I've said this for years.
He's dropping bars now. And there's a fine, isn't it? Because there's a fine. They will suspend your account. If you carry on doing this in China, they will suspend your account.
Well,
and
no,
you've
got 100,000 yen. I don't know what that is in pounds.
$14,000.
Oh, there you go. Quite a lot of money.
But does that not take away the beauty of the nonsense that we get online.
No.
And does it not open us to different theories?
Before, the nonsense was just in a newspaper. We'd have to go and collect a newspaper.
No, but there was no nonsense.
And then we had to read something and make our mind up. Was that nonsense? Could that be true? But we had to use our brain. Now we just got some knobhead online telling you just dumb things and people believe it, which is... It's like
they're telling you how you should go for a walk, how you should have drink your tea, how you should sit for dinner, how you
those things, Kej.
No, but I don't listen to any of these people.
Yeah, but I'm reading. Well.
No, I know, but because I'm an influencer. Why are you laughing?
Yeah, no, I can see it. Yeah. Yeah, you talk to the people.
Breathe out of this nostril.
Yeah.
Breathe out of that hole.
I read the information. I'm not.
Take this in this hole.
But what I'm trying to say is, I could easily become one of these people, couldn't I? If I just sat here and made videos all day long.
Yes, absolutely.
About breathing this, that, the other, you know, running, all of that. Because, you know, now that I've run 2 marathons, I can absolutely make videos about.
See, there you go.
See that?
No, no, but like, I could actually absolutely go, right, here's what you got to do if you're preparing for your marathon.
Yeah.
20 days out of your marathon, come with me and find out what you should be drinking.
See, I think, like for example, TikTok is full of a lot of rubbish on there.
Yeah.
As well as good stuff.
You know,
But imagine if you actually had like a platform that you'd go onto, but everyone's verified in their field.
Yeah.
I'd want to watch that.
Yeah.
That's a great idea.
Because that makes sense.
Isn't that LinkedIn?
No, because on LinkedIn chat shit. It's like, sold some cakes on my road today.
I flew an RAF fighter plane. Yeah, over Afghanistan.
People write stuff like that on LinkedIn. Yeah. Like, oh, I did this for charity today.
What you're putting forward here, maybe to Elon Musk, is
sod that prick. I don't want nothing to do with
it. Creating a social media platform with just verified, not anyone can be verified, but you've got a degree level, a professional.
Or you've got the experience, 10 years in that field. If you ain't got a degree, you've got to do 10 years in that
field. But if I've baked 10 cakes and made 7 different types of paneer curries, can I still be?
You're not welcome.
You want qualifications. Yeah, you want hard.
So for cooking, you'd have to show some sort of certificate.
I think cooking's a bit different because that's like a bit of an art. So that's different. Okay.
Carry on.
I think it's more like financial news, medical news.
What about if Tommy wanted to become a property influencer?
Yeah, because he's done. How many years has Tommy been doing property?
But he hasn't got.
No, but it doesn't matter. He can show his portfolio to whoever's Meta or whatever it is, and be like, "This is what I've done for 30 years."
But it's difficult to distinguish a Tommy from someone who a couple of years in the game, but who knows how to.
It's down to that company to go back and do the research about, is this legit?
Yeah, you're right. But nowadays, people pick things up so quickly. You see these 21-year-olds. Yeah. I met my mate's son selling Rolexes online.
Yeah.
Like, making ridiculous money every month. I'm like, he's 19. So I'm saying people learn quicker now. So you're saying you want qualifications. We're going to miss out on that guy, that new generation, that crazy kid who's 19 who comes along and changes the game.
It's all well and good. There's that crazy kid. Stay on TikTok. Stay on Instagram. Mm. This is for other people.
Right. I'm older.
I want to hear from people that have been doing this shit for 30 years.
Wow.
I want to hear about the 19.
So the qualification, will be given out by the Satch.
Yeah. All you want to see, university profiles. Oh, PhD in, right, done.
But I would still think that Tommy would have to take some sort of exam. I think
you're right.
Yeah. I think you need to hit a certain level, a pass mark in some sort of exam. Because honestly, Satch is a great idea. Yeah, okay, then you only get legit people.
Yeah.
But then you could have a category for people like me.
Thick people as well.
Blaggers.
Chances. Yeah.
Chances.
Wingers.
Okay. Yeah. See, then you have categories. Legit.
Yeah.
Certified, you know, with the blue tick. And
check
all
a trade. Yeah. Check a trade. Yeah.
They're all legit.
Yeah.
Then you got the chances in the middle.
Yeah. Yeah. Talk on talk.
And then you get the thick people at the bottom.
Yeah. Full of shit. Could be full of shit.
Yeah. Yeah. We're just like basically, yeah. And Gujarati, they're just fecking.
Fecking till they make it.
Yeah, fecking is the plural, the verb I've just made. The actual word is to feck. So if you're
being fake, is that the thing?
No, it's just like, it literally translates as to throw. Feck, but basically,
pick.
Bunch of feckers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you're basically, you're just chatting rubbish.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you're chucking yourself in.
Trying to chat nonsense. Not trying to chat, but just, like, you say it confidently.
Right.
But he's just fecking.
No, it is.
Yeah.
So I think while we're at it, just shut off everything. I don't want Facebook now. Turn it all off.
Oh. There's a lot of people getting to that stage now. There's a lot of people who want to get to that stage now.
Just turn it off, honestly. I don't want to hear what anyone's got to say.
Should I tell you something? Should I tell you something? Facebook has become... You know, because we talk about social media and kids.
Yeah.
Right? I was at... I've got to be careful how I say this. But I was at an event.
Right.
With a slightly older generation of people.
Right.
So I'm talking about people maybe in their 60s, 70s.
Yep.
And it was
Uncle Arnie
territory. And so it was quite it was a community.
An eclectic crowd?
Yeah. It was a community event. So everyone was chatting. It was there to meet people, right? And just chatting. It was a community based event, right? And I went along just because I know a few people.
Because you're nearly 60.
Well, that as well, yeah. Because I had to go and drop my mum and dad there. And then...
Cougar aunties there.
There were a few. But what I noticed, well, there are certain men who were just sitting there.
Yeah.
And
with their trousers undone. Like, uncle, please. No, it's not appropriate.
And so, you know, people would be chatting, but they were just sitting there on their phone and just scrolling on Facebook.
Oh, man.
And just scrolling. And I'm like, I studied a few of these people and they didn't get involved in any conversation. They just sat there.
But what was the event?
Just like a Diwali gathering.
And they sat there on Facebook Reels or whatever it is.
Bruv. But he was, so you know, like most people, when you're holding a phone, you've always got like one thumb on the screen, so to speak, because you're scrolling quite quickly, isn't it?
Yeah,
right? He would hold it with one hand. And then he would put his hand on the side, almost like, you know, back in the day, if you were like counting money, then you'd lick your finger and then you'd go back in again. So he would like...
He was lick his side, finger.
And then he would put...
He was licking his finger.
Yeah.
Whilst then, watching Facebook Reels.
Well, he wasn't licking his finger, but he would just
then
swipe.
Lick the phone.
He would swipe it and then put his hand back to the side. Swipe, put his hand to the side.
What's wrong with that?
So no, he wouldn't keep his hand by the phone.
By the phone. But that's all he was doing. And so I thought, I'm going to look at this guy's algo, what was going on. Mm. It was incredible. He had everything in there.
How did you see it?
Well, because I was standing behind him. He didn't know I was with him.
I'm sure that's illegal.
We were in a room full of people and sitting and everything. And I was just, look at this caca. Because you know the Facebook Reels, after a while, if you keep swiping, you're going to start tailoring that thing. So if there is a, all of a sudden, you get a bit of a, you know, a fatakri, like, you know.
It's because.
Yeah. And then you like that one. Because as soon as you spend a little bit longer on it, it knows that, oh, they like this bit of content.
Yeah.
Give them more of that.
That content's going to start getting very, you know what I mean?
It was so funny.
Firework friendly.
Somebody wanted to show me their Instagram at an event. Some guy, business guy.
Yeah.
Mm. He opened his Instagram.
Onto his For You page.
Went to search.
Oh, search.
And it was all nungi patungi kriya, right? All of them. And obviously I know that's because that's what he's talking about.
Yeah.
Literally all. And then he overcompensated because he went, I don't know why that's it. I think Instagram just does that.
Yeah. I wonder how Instagram does that.
I just carried on looking down, like, just show me what you're going to show me. Yeah.
I know.
But it was just, you're right. So that caca's having his...
There's a whole generation of older people now who've discovered this, like, swiping thing on Instagram, Facebook.
Or YouTube or whatever.
But Young people, control your mum and dads, please.
Yeah, but
stop this.
Yeah.
Don't let them start scrolling on Facebook. They're forgetting.
That's too far. It's too late, man.
It's too late. They're in that.
They're 5-10 years in.
Yeah. Months. It's like, do you know how now, like, obviously, you know, there's a lot of parents with young children, no tablets, no, we need to do that with them lot as
absolutely.
Well.
Absolutely. No 60, phones at the table. This is a community event and he was just sitting on his phone. Like, there was
not even
talking.
That. Just don't scroll on that shit at home either because it's, what are you doing?
No, I know. But it was, I was just like, oh my God, like, it's not just the young generation. It's affecting the old desi crowd as well. It's a little bit, you know, a little bit not good.
Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, they help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Their doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true healing starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Different times, right? We're changing times all the time. But there's something going around in Korea, which is a bit of a throwback to the old times, to the kinds of things that maybe you might have said in the 80s, 70s, 60s, but not now, right? So this is what's going on the underground in South Korea. On the floor, you know, you get that stick man telling you, like, you know, walk this way. They've got two stick men. One normal stick man. And one big stick man. Chubby. And they're saying,
Branch man.
Right. Look, he looks a bit like the Michelin man. Not Michelin man. What's he called?
Michelin.
What was that? Big Hero 6. Oh. Right. It looks like that. Remember Big Hero 6?
Yeah.
So it's bloated like that and one normal. And basically on the floor are these signs. They're going, right, guys, if you want to walk where the slim man's walking, then take the stairs. And if you want to take this bloated version, then you got, that's the escalators. That's the lazy one.
So they're playing on the human mind. They're trying to go, oh, only the big people go on the escalator.
Right. Now, what? And I was like,
that wouldn't be accepted here.
No, right.
And we can't have that.
Because they're saying, no, inappropriate, it's fat shaming, this, that, and the other. Yeah. It doesn't take into account many different factors, but it's happening. And South Korea, they're not mucking around.
But that's because South Korea used to be very healthy. Now they've got all the Western influences there as well. All the fried food stuff is over there now. So they're getting unhealthy as well.
But yeah.
And Japan, they're all getting unhealthy now. So this is becoming a massive problem.
I'm saying, but it might also just tackle it. It might also just kind of put it in your face and go, right, you know what? This is what's going on.
Sometimes you just want to take an escalator, innit?
Yeah, I love an escalator.
It doesn't mean that you're lazy or anything. Sometimes you just want to...
Yeah. Yeah, you might you don't have always to have gone
in. Like, I mean, I'm being funny, but some of the escalators in London Underground, they're massive. Tottenham Court Road, you ain't walking up that one.
Yeah, Angel, I think, is the longest one.
Is it Angel?
Yeah, I think so.
Angel, London Bridge's got quite a long one.
And the problem is, when you're a bloke and you start walking up, you can't then pull in. No. You can't pull in halfway.
No, you've got to keep going.
My thighs are on fire.
Some guys really reckon they can do it. I'm like, if you're going to be in front of me and you're going to climb up that escalator, you better go the whole way. Don't start slow. Because then I will walk.
Film him.
No, because I'm walking behind you, right behind you. And I'm breathing down your neck because you're in my way.
That's not
you're
weird.
In my way. You're in my way. If you can't hack it, if you can't hack it, No, I just do the dug with the footsteps. And come on. Someone's behind you now.
Why?
Move out of the way. Move out of the way.
Because
if you ain't ready for it, stand on the side.
You can imagine, right?
What a knob.
I can imagine Kedge, though.
Like, I hope someone turns around and thinks him.
No, he's waiting on the right-hand side when everyone lines up, right? Yeah. And then he sees some bunda, some like 22-year-old, bounding up. As he goes past Kedge, Kedge just goes, not on my watch.
Bro, the 22-year-old can't hack Kedge when he's rolling up there. I'm sorry. You get the London Bridge one is a long one, right? They get three quarters up and they all start panting. They all start panting.
Not Kedge.
Slowing down. No, we're going the whole way.
So you're on there standing and then you wait for someone to go
behind. No. I never stand. I'm always walking up. I always walk it up on an escalator.
But why are you chasing the man in front of you?
Yeah. No, I'm saying if you pull out, I need to see some techers.
No one does on the escalator.
So Kedge, basically, what we just have, while Kedge on the underground, he'll pull out for you.
I'm not pulling out. I'm saying if you're going to pull out in front of me,
he's watching other people pull out. Yeah.
If you pull out, I'm pulling out.
You better have the techers to get up that escalator.
No, otherwise, if you pull out, he's chasing you.
Yeah, oh yeah. The chase is on. Anyway.
Why would you do that?
No. Well, just, you know, if you're not fit enough, then stand on the side. You know, you don't...
Does that apply to going down as well as taking it up?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. You got to keep... Cause it's good for your knees. Good for your knees.
Speaking of pulling out, Tommy pulled out another holiday and went away this weekend.
I went to Wales. I went to Wales. Honestly, it was...
Simru.
Plaid
Cymru.
Family trip. Little hotel. Went onto
Plaid
the beach.
Cymru.
Huh?
Why do you sound Gujarati?
Because Welsh and Gujarati is almost the same.
The accent's
same.
There were some points I could not understand them.
Yeah,
I couldn't. I just
it happens. It's the easiest. Yeah. It's the easiest accent to confuse.
That kind of South Indian sound.
That was so sad.
But that means all like, you know, American.
Is that There's nothing South Indian about Welsh people.
No, it does sound.
I think if you want to do an Asian 100%. Accent, you start with a Welsh accent and then it goes into the Indian accent.
Can you do anything Welsh? Say
Spanner in Welsh. Spanner.
Spanner.
Okay, now do it in an Indian accent.
Spanu.
No. Same
Spanner.
Word.
Spanner.
Ah,
yeah,
see?
Yeah, see? Spanner.
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 Yeah. Are, kya bolte hain? Are, Hana.
Spanner.
Spanner. Anyway, but also really lovely people.
Welsh are lovely.
Just super friendly. Amazing to walk along the beach. Just had hot chocolates. Good times. But ate my body weight, and now I need to get back. And I'm thinking, I'm all getting ready for Christmas.
Yeah.
Was it cold there?
Sideways wind.
At one point,
it was like. Honestly, we thought it was hails, but we didn't know if the sand was blowing up from the beach.
Wow.
We went to Ogmore by the sea, which is really nice, by the way. But it was
south or north?
Newport, south.
South.
Yeah. Mm. But just very scenic. There's like rainbow. But a rainbow came out because the weather was like mad.
Okay.
But like it, I felt like it turned. The weather went mad, but. By the end of the week, they're saying it's going to be warm again. It's going to be hot by Friday.
It's pretty mild, though, isn't it? Still, they coming to the end of October. It's pretty mild.
This weekend just gone.
The weekend was cold because I was at the boxing. That's how I know that. I was at the boxing. I got last minute free tickets ringside at the heavyweight boxing match. Which did you watch it?
No, I was working the week.
It was Wardley and what's the other fella? It was some young guy from Ipswich.
It's so great that you don't even remember the name.
I didn't know. This Wardley fella is the biggest challenger to Usyk, but he was supposed to fight Usyk and he didn't get that shot. So then this young guy, he's had to have this fight against this young guy from
Ipswich.
What's
his name?
Young guy from Ipswich.
He had these wicked shorts on.
He's not just a young guy, bruv.
Yeah.
He can fight. You know why?
He had some wicked shorts on.
He had some wicked Ipswich sort of Parker. There you go. Wardley was a challenger. Joseph Parker was Fabio Wardley.
Where's he from?
Believe it or not. And he had the Ipswich shorts on with all the diamante on it. He looked brilliant. Anyway, so like I was chatting with all the guys and I'm like, it's gonna be Josie Parker because he's the big man, the challenger for Usyk.
Boxing?
Just got a free ticket, mate.
You don't like boxing?
No, though. I do like boxing. I like watching it. Love it. I didn't even know
he was fighting.
No, I forgot because Fabio Wardley was not on my radar. I don't think he was on the radar of a lot of people, you know. But 30 years old, 1.96 meters, zero, reach 78 inch, his stance orthodox, and total fights 21. And now he's the main challenger.
Here's Wikipedia.
I know.
He's the main
now
challenger.
He's now the main challenger for Usyk. And this guy's got out of nowhere. So basically the chat was, you know, Parker's going to win, blah, blah, blah. You know, everyone's got, within six rounds, all of that kind of thing. I'll put a bet on seventh round. Didn't happen. And then 11th round, this Wardley fellas just starts battering and referee stops it and he was battered. And anyway, it was a brilliant...
When like someone talks about something, they have no idea.
Yeah, he must feel how I feel when I talk about football.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When I'm going,
Well, especially when I was with all the boxing experts. Because I bumped into...
Was this Spencer. The Kakas who were normally on their Facebook?
No. Got it.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So Spencer, what's the other boxer? Spencer something, he's retired now. Yeah, he's become Douglas. My mate. He's become Oliver. My mate now. Spencer Oliver. Is it Oliver?
Is your mate?
Frank Spencer.
No, Spencer Oliver. Yeah, Spencer Oliver.
See, I knew him.
He's become my mate now. He was like, all right, Kedge, blah, blah, blah. And then he took me backstage. I'm walking around, didn't know anyone, meeting all these boxers. Audley Harrison's there. All the other people are there. And I'm just like, they're massive.
They are huge.
What do you realise? These guys. And I took a photo. I put someone on, because I saw an Asian guy being interviewed. I thought, wow, can you imagine if he's a boxer? So I said, I think he's a boxer. All these people are replying to my Instagram story. I said, Kedge, he's incredible. Wait till you see him. He's going to be fighting soon.
What's his name?
Don't know. Hamza.
Where's he from? Ipswich.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. But apparently, when he starts fighting, he's going to bring out Bollywood tunes and stuff like that. So that's something to look forward to.
Oh, my God. That was what it all built up to that.
Yeah. So that was it. But I walked into people's changing rooms.
When he's boxing, he's going to bring out Bollywood tunes.
Yeah, apparently he's going to do like Desi Walks and stuff like that. And then a lot of Hamza Shiraz, boxer, I think his name is. Oh, no, Hamza. No, that wasn't him. I don't know what his name is. Hamza Shiraz. I think that's his name. But anyway, I did feel like I was a little bit... Do you remember when it was at Kumar Sanu concert and I was on stage?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was literally on stage. I went on the stage where they do the walkout. I went backstage.
Did someone think you're a boxer?
I could have been Nassim Hamid.
Did someone want to box you?
No. But I could have been a Nassim Hamed lookalike, couldn't I? Nassim Hamed wasn't like big.
No. Yeah,
he was quite agile. He was always moving around like that on his bum, and he's just like waving.
He was a wicked boxer.
Yeah. He was good. But yeah, but I went back. I just thought, you know, I thought it was quite funny how this guy who knew
where was
about
that boxing, the 0-2.
Yeah. You know what? Boxing's better at the 0-2.
0-2.
Well,
that's how Indians say it.
It's a good vibe there.
No, it's much better than Wembley.
Yeah.
It's much better than Wembley watching boxing in 0-2.
Yep.
Can't say I've ever been.
It's and you know what? Anything live, bruv. If you
and Majestic was the DJ. Vibe. So he was playing all the garage tunes. And I was like, that's sick. So I went to meet him because he's a good mate. And I just bigged him up. And you know what? What people don't play nowadays. And Satch, I don't know if you've got any of these as well, as a DJ. But... And Tommy will know this, but I love it when a DJ drops a dub plate. I just love it. It's just, you know. And so he had Craig David doing, he had Rewind, but Craig David went with Majestic all over you. And I thought, that sounded wicked. I mean,
with Majestic,
like the DJ.
Oh, him. Yeah. Ah, right.
So, but like, you know, like, but DJs don't do that anymore. Do they? They don't go out their ways to get a dub plate anymore.
A little sound.
Like Rodigan was the king of that, wasn't he?
Yeah, Rodigan is, yeah.
But like, just why don't people do that anymore? Why don't you go up to Badshah and tell him, I want, you know, DJ Bala Babu with my name in it and stuff like that? Why DJs don't do that anymore?
They tell you to piss off.
Yeah.
Would they?
Yeah.
But you're talking to the wrong person because you set me off here because you know and I know.
But you were from that era.
No, I'm from the era of the people that are not holding up the clubbing scene. So these people that you're talking about, they don't party like, you know, dub plates and all that. That don't exist. The 20-year-old to 30-year-old.
Oh, yeah, no, right? One cares now.
So
yeah.
I'm saying, so those kind of things, bro, if there's a timeline in life, there's a conveyor
it's
belt.
It's finished.
Yeah. It's moving. Yeah. It's come to the halfway point, and now it's just us lot.
It's just us.
Listen to that. The end. Moving. Dead. There's a guillotine as well.
Don't you miss that? In your DJing career, like if you look at it, don't you think, like there's so many things that are now just dropped by, the way by, do you know what I mean? Are you a bit nervous?
The way by?
Like, are you nervous? Like, you know, AI
about
is
what?
Well, like Spotify mixing now.
Yeah, I know. Have you tried it? It's good, by the way.
It's brilliant.
I've done a few sets on it.
Yeah, Apple got the mixing thing on it as well. It's brilliant.
It's good. Anyone can be a DJ.
Well, you don't even need it. If you've got a nice playlist, it'll mix it for you.
It does, yeah.
It's mad.
It don't bother me though.
No.
Don't bother
me. He's that good.
But that's why the DJs have to just, what is it that you're going to bring that maybe a Spotify AI DJ can't bring? Do you know what I mean?
They
blend. You can't do the...
They can't bring the dumb.
Yeah.
Yeah, dumb. The yum and the dita.
Yeah. He's got it.
Yeah. DJ yum and the dita.
He's going to yum and the dita change your name. Through the speaker.
DJ
ain't
yum
no
and
computer,
the dita on the
ain't
speakers.
No computer from the can to the replicate tweeter. That. When you're in like a club and there's like 1,000 people in front of you, ain't no computer can replicate a person doing that.
No, I agree.
The way you play. The assessing the crowd and mixing things in and out quickly.
Could it... Soon, do you think?
Not sure.
Because it's
like very emotional that when you're there in a DJ booth,
okay.
As a DJ.
My whole thing with it though is with AI like that is everything it knows is based on everything that's been
already
done by people.
Mm. Yeah.
Right? So even when the people go, oh my God, have you heard 50 Cent done in that blues style
or whatever
it is, right?
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah, but blues existed. That voice we've heard, and that song already exists. So you've taken human things and made it AI.
Yeah.
That's cool. But then you still need me to think of that thing that no one's thought of yet.
It is scraping a hell of a lot of stuff on the internet.
Don't
so
get me wrong. AI mixing at the moment is probably better than more than half the DJs. Yeah,
I agree. No, you're right, Sad. You are right there.
Because it can mix two songs together.
Tighter than a lot of DJs.
You know one of my most memorable DJ moments though, Satch, was EZ. We used to listen to him on a radio station.
DJ EZ.
On Freak FM.
Yep.
Right? 107, I think it was. And we used to listen to these mixes. This is where I got into obviously house music before I got into all the Desi stuff later.
Yeah.
But he was mixing and it went out. And it started to go out and the beat started clashing.
And
he went, oh, sorry, people. And he said the line, my thumb's too fat. Right? Just that line.
Yeah.
Me and my mate who I DJed with, we should say that. Oh, that was our line for whenever we cocked up. But I like the cock up. People, even when we're on air, when I'm on stage, they love it when you cock up.
No. The cock up is fine, but not in DJ.
That's changed now. That's just,
or do you think AI is going to build in cock-ups?
The problem is, the crowd now don't even know what a cock-up is.
Correct.
They're all thick. Correct. So it makes no difference.
Oh, Satch has gone there.
No, but I think Satch is right. They're serious. What I tell you with DJing is, it's when people leave, when you're playing, they want that feeling of, that was the best night I had.
Yeah.
Not everyone can deliver that.
No.
Correct.
Forget the mixing. You can just be there and play song after song after song after song.
Yeah.
Stop, start. But give them the best night ever.
Yes.
If you as can mix, selector. It's a bonus.
Yes. Yeah. More selector.
Yeah.
Love that.
Yeah. It's a feeling. Yeah. I want to leave the night.
Talking of old school
feeling
things.
Feeling like I've had a great
a certain
night.
Way.
Yeah.
Talking of old school things, before we get into things we learned, I heard something on the radio, an advert, and I was driving.
Cut price windows.
No.
Zindabad.
No, it was on mainstream English radio.
Claim today, solicitors.
No. And I thought, what is the point of this advert? Huh? Right. Do you know what it was? The advert for? Go Maureen.
On. Who?
118212.
Maureen. Yeah.
Call Maureen.
Yeah.
And
that's a directory.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who?
Why? Why?
Who rings that number now?
Why do you ring it? To say what?
Don't you remember? 118118.
Yeah, back 118.
In,
yeah,
but back in the day, yeah,
I thought you said you got to call 118 Maureen.
Yeah, no, that's what it is. Yeah. Well, you know, 118 Maureen, but they call it one. The actual number is 118212.
Oh,
because there was a whole era. Remember, it was 118118.
Yeah, but that was 50p. Oh, we weren't allowed to dial that.
Still, it's still that.
How can they exist?
But why is Maureen Ben still running adverts? Like, how have they got money? Why does this service still exist in this day and age? Do you think it's because there's old people out there who still ring this number?
Yeah, they must do,
maybe,
Charlie.
Maybe.
They don't know.
Yeah.
You know
do you
what?
Reckon so they're scamming old people to dial that number from a mobile phone? Because let's face it, who's got a landline nowadays?
No, exactly.
I have.
Have you?
Yeah. Does it ring? We've still got a home phone.
Does it ring?
Do you know what I did the other day? It made me laugh because... We've had like, we've got that telephone set where it's like you plug one in and then they've got like others around the house.
Yeah. You plug one and then it captures.
All of a sudden, a couple of weeks ago, all of the phones died at the same time. Oh. And I was thinking, that's weird, isn't it? Yeah. How can one...
But I think if the mother unit dies, then...
No, but it's like batteries in all of them at the same time all died. So I was thinking, do I need to go and buy like more telephones?
Yeah.
Change all the batteries, start working again. But then I thought about it and I was just like, why did I do that?
Yeah.
But...
When was the last time it rang?
Certain people, like people, will still ring the
house. Does anyone ring on it for you?
No.
Oh, that would have been fun, though, wouldn't it?
No one rings for me. No.
I only get it because it comes free with, like, you know, it comes free.
Yeah,
and all that.
And now it's like when you've got fibre, it works through your Wi-Fi anyway.
Yeah.
Honestly, in my last house, the only time it rang was, Bajardi, this one old woman from Ireland got the wrong number, and she's just ringing, Donald?
Donald.
And I went, no, it's not Trump. Donald. Yeah, exactly. He's my dad.
Yeah, it was Rocky Thomas.
Rocky Thomas.
Rocky Thomas, your half sister.
Yeah, she's in Ireland. Yeah, I can tell you.
Absolutely.
She's got my number.
Right, things we learn.
Things we learn. Okay, I'm going to start with my Welsh phrase I learned.
Yeah.
Right, and you know, I think I can share.
Is it rude?
It's kind of fun. Okay. And it's fun because it's a word that sounds like what it's meant to mean.
Oh, okay.
Right. So actually, this is how it happened. This guy got out of the swimming pool and he had his boxers still on under the trunks.
Oh, that's a bit weird.
That's not right, is it?
That's a bit weird.
The boxers under the trunk is not, should not be done.
No.
Right? And
hygiene purpose, maybe? I don't know.
No, but isn't that?
It is weird.
That's less
no,
hygiene.
That's less hygiene, yeah.
Because you brought the sweaty kachi into the pool.
Skid marks are in.
Right? What? Having your underpants under your trunks, that's a no-no.
Like when you go swimming?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, don't do that.
Yeah.
And he did. So the top of his pants were kind of hanging out as he got out of the water.
Right.
And a woman opposite me, to her husband, said, Achavi.
Achavi.
Right? Right? And...
What does that mean?
And then she looked at me and I went, I thought she said, fuck me. Right? But she said...
Achavi.
And I went, so, and she looked at me, right? So I looked at her and I went, sorry? And she went, oh. And she made a little face like, ugh.
Yeah.
And she goes, it means disgusting.
Oh.
I went, oh, what is
in
it?
What language?
In Welsh.
Welsh.
Right?
Oh.
It's achavi. But it almost sounded achavi. It's a little bit this. That is with are deco achavi.
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 That is, isn't it?
Achavi. It is disgusting. Right. There you go.
Well, mine is about something which is known as second screen viewing.
Yes.
And you must be quite aware
of that. That's what you're doing with the uncle.
Well, yeah.
No.
Well,
no, second screen viewing.
Second, no, because there was just one. There was only
when you're
one.
Looking, I thought second screen viewing is when you're looking at your screen.
No, second screen viewing is basically you're looking at two screens. Maybe you're, like kids, your kids' age are all probably doing it now as well. A lot of kids nowadays, they all second screen view, right? So what this means is they're watching the main telly.
Yeah, oh yeah,
show,
that's something. Yeah.
And then they've got the phone going or an iPad going
as
well.
I've been doing that.
Right.
Yeah.
But basically now, and this is what's worrying.
I love a second screen view.
Yeah.
Do you?
That's why I couldn't watch Narcos, because you have to follow the subtitles. That's why I stopped watching Narcos.
I
love it.
You guys,
honestly, when, like, for example, if I'm at home working on my laptop, I need the telly on in the background. Yeah. Something on,
so
just ticking away.
So basically, this phrase is being handed out by studios from America to filmmakers, because you have to acknowledge people who are on their phones.
Me.
And so people can then follow simple plots. So they're telling them that you have to do second screen viewing now, right?
Yes.
So now they're telling people that your plots have to be simpler, easier to follow, so that these people have got two screens, they can follow it along. You've got to make things really obvious, and obvious lingo, so that nothing can be too complex. And what this is basically doing is we're purposefully dumbing down the content.
And that's
why. And it's leading to less interesting society.
Yeah, or dirty films.
And rubbish films.
But forget the films.
And rubbish films, because people cannot... Now, because I'm... Not, the more I hear it now is people are going... I can't do a 1.5 hour film.
Yeah.
I can't do a 1 hour episode. And the more,
no, but look, I think there's
this is shocking, guys.
No, it's not. I think when like, for example, some things you want to sit down and watch and it will have all of your attention. If you go to the cinema,
Saj, can you watch something in your gaff and not look at your phone?
Of course I do, and I did last night because I'm still watching Mobland.
Right,
and again,
and
no,
so you
phone,
don't
no
look at your phone.
No, nothing. I'm just watching that. Right. Nothing. And you won't even, if someone's messaged me, you wouldn't even get a reply because I'm fully focused on that. But then,
good.
On the flip side, I want something on in the background while I'm working or looking at something on my phone.
Really?
You know, just because I want a half. And that's the reason, and I always say this, EastEnders is the best thing because it's so
the
like
second screen view.
Very easy to watch. And that's why when I come in
and
from DJ,
lines are easy.
When I come in from DJing on the weekend, that's what I want to watch because it's like I can sit there, I can look at all of my messages that I've missed the whole night because I've been at a gig.
I can't
reply
to
people and watch EastEnders, and they'll just get ready for bed.
And also, for me, football. I know you're probably a lot more invested in football, but if the football's on, absolutely, I'm on my phone, just waiting for
Tell me, but you're not watching it then.
No, but then I'm waiting for the crowd to roar, and then I can catch a replay.
Football's a bit different because it's not made for that, whereas I think what Kedge is saying, people are
shows.
Now making.
But see, okay,
people are now
so
making
this is what
content.
I was going to say. On that, though, I think it's okay, because what's going to happen is that shit content is going to be on, I'm sorry to say, Amazon or Netflix or whatever, because that's where people second screen.
Yeah.
Then shit content is only there, which leaves a return to cinema on the big screen. Give us the IMAX.
I love going to the cinema now only because no one's on their phone, and that is the only time you get 100% concentration from everybody.
No, but kid, you watch a lot of shit. So, like, I mean, you know, even when you go to the cinema,
I saw
Roofman,
by the way. It's brilliant.
Who?
Roofman.
Yeah,
it's about a roofer.
How was Roofman?
Channing Tatum. It's a true story about this guy in America who escapes prison, lives in Toys R Us. No one knows where he is. It's brilliant.
Oh, what? Say that plot again.
So he escapes from prison.
Yeah.
He gets locked up. He escapes from prison.
Yeah.
And he's on the run.
Yeah.
And he moves into Toys R Us, and no one knows. He's living in there for years. It's a true story.
Brilliant.
It's
such a brilliant film.
Living
true story.
In Toys.
Yeah.
What did he do to get into prison?
His original crime was that he was breaking into McDonald's and stealing a lot of money. But he was known as the very friendly burglar, because what he would do, he would get the stuff and he would lock them up in the freezer department, but he would all give them a jacket and everything so they wouldn't feel cold.
What?
And then he would nick the money, because basically he just wanted to have his daughter to have a better life. Right. And he bought a massive big house and blah, blah, blah. You know, he was struggling.
Yeah. I can't imagine what's selling this guy. This guy's great, man. He's honestly...
But you felt sorry for him.
Desperate times, hard times, of course.
Yeah, but he was a nice guy.
Did you see, by the way, the KFC advert online on that note, slightly connected to that.
No, go on.
There's a KFC advert, which is, I think it's not shown here, obviously, but there's, I think it's like in America or maybe even somewhere more remote than that. But there was a guy, true story, who used to have a KFC uniform, right? Faked it.
Yeah.
And go around to KFCs, hundreds of them over years.
Yeah.
And say, I'm from head office. It's my name.
Yeah.
Here's a little badge that said the head office thing.
Yeah.
Just need to try a portion of the chicken and the chips, whatever.
Love it.
Really?
Right? Okay, yeah, just doing random
spot check. You can't even be angry at someone like that.
And then they turned him into the advert. They made an advert on him saying like, oh, really? it's so good that, you know, it drives people to these lengths to get it. I could smash some food. By the way, we're going to talk about the food that we're going to have in a minute as well. But go on, let's go.
We don't know what we're having.
It was a, there was a fallout almost.
Yeah. Well, we'll
come back to that.
Things you have learned.
The thing that I have learned is, and this blew my mind a bit, researchers find cocaine is in every single shrimp tested in England's waterway.
That's why everyone loves shrimps.
Like, why?
Because that's just, you know, it just ends up...
That's how bad
up,
the pollution
just,
is.
Yeah, it just ends up in the waterway and every,
what,
you know...
cocaine ends up in the water?
Yeah,
and why are the shrimp
because
on it?
When shrimp have it, obviously, it's like, you know, it just...
It stays in their body.
It stays there and it stays in the waterway.
Wow.
That's mental. I mean, I don't know where our prawns come from in this country.
No.
I don't know. I don't think they're from England.
But you know, like, it kind of goes with that lifestyle though, doesn't it? Like, fancy people...
Yeah, yeah, they eat that
like
and then,
cocaine...
Yeah.
Probably like shrimp and cocktails and that kind of stuff as well.
Caviar.
Bit bougie, yeah.
Yeah.
No, but it's not, look, there's traces of cocaine, ketamine, Valium.
Ketamine?
Yeah. And other banned
that
pesticides.
That is a shrimp cocktail. That is. That's a problem.
It's in every single shrimp that they've ever tested in the UK.
My dad loves shrimps.
Yeah. That explains a lot about your dad.
Honestly, off his nut.
I don't think our shrimp comes from England's.
No, but the chances are that you've probably had a shrimp from here country.
I don't know, do we?
Yeah, you must.
I've never gone into a supermarket and seen where the shrimp have come
from.
Well,
let's just check where the shrimps are from.
We should.
Yeah.
Because if it is an English one.
We're having a party.
Shrimp my ride.
Yeah.
Big shrimp.
Sniff it instead of eating it.
Yeah.
That's weird, though, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. Like, I might have to start eating shrimp as well.
Yeah, good fact. But there you go. Someone out there right now is going. Might get some shrimp tomorrow.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Farmer
technically,
dealer.
I'm not doing anything wrong.
Yeah.
Exactly. How much you need? I need 6 kilos, please.
Okay, so back to the food chat.
Yeah, so we were wondering what to eat. Earlier on today, because we recorded this podcast earlier than usual in the evening at Kedge's place, so we were here like at 4:35.
Uh-huh.
So now, perfect time. What time is it now?
It's just gone six.
Good timing for dinner, right? So I'm thinking, what do we want to eat? And I said... I said, what do we fancy eating?
Yeah, what do we fancy? Because I said Watford's got everything.
Oh, yeah, right? Yeah. And I went, how about something grilled?
Yeah.
Right?
No, you said rice and chicken.
Yeah, which is grilled.
Rice and chicken based.
That sounds so dull.
No dull.
That's it. Well, dal and rice would have been a starting
point. Yeah. If somebody was going around
Why does that sound dull to you?
I just imagine sukka white rice with lumps of chicken, which looks vanilla coloured on it. And I thought...
See, this guy just don't know.
You guys are probably... Obviously, I know you guys, you know, you have to eat, lean in it, bro. But like, I'm like, my God. It's okay.
Bit of tzatziki.
Yeah, no.
Bit of baba ganoush.
The only thing you do love eating is this Turkish food. It's, oh my God.
It's beautiful is it's what good. It is.
It won't mess your tummy up.
For vegetarian, all I've got is fucking...
Halloumi. Halloumi, falafel. Aubergine bake.
No, but falafel is not Turkish, bruv. It's the poor man's version. I might as well eat that cold one from Marks and Sparks.
They do a lovely souvlaki yamantiti. You would absolutely love it.
So obviously he was kicking off about Turkish food.
Yeah.
Right, and then
vegetarian shouldn't go to Turkish.
Absolutely. Because you can
cuss our food because honestly, you can me
scrape.
And him love
you
it.
Can scrape the legs but and stuff what? And eat that stuff. Is it's
we
fine.
Don't do that.
But what's funny about you is right. Sometimes you're that. Gora Asian and sometimes you're just that Asian and that you're Gora Asian
when it comes to food I think I'm only Asian
yeah but hardcore
yeah
like you were like straight like oh god what
no,
is
no,
this
but
shit
pasta's fine
no, yeah but it has to flipping chili flakes
yeah you gotta have pasta
yeah it's gotta be yeah
and lasagna
pasta bowl the donkey out of it it's like mashed potatoes
no I don't like that I like it al dente
exactly because he thinks because that's the Gora in him right
so I'm gonna make that tomorrow by the way
Indian pasta
I'm gonna send a photo yeah I'm gonna do it a baked macaroni dish with masala in it.
I can take that. A baked one like that.
It's baked cheese. That's like a pie. Like fresh veg in it.
Yeah.
Like broccoli
it.
Peas.
Don't do it. You're wasting pasta. You're wasting pasta.
No, it's nice.
I'll
take a photo of it. You'll love it. Tommy would love it.
I would love it. That sounds good.
I cannot stand Indian
pasta.
Well,
we're going to have to... let's just head out to town and let's see where we stop.
Watford Town, here we come.
Here we come.
Till next week. Laters.
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 At Ability Chiropractic, they do things differently. They believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Their doctors take time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, they help you restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.